Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph 44a, and we are on the Mishnah on top of 44a. Says the Mishnah, Metaltelin Ner Chadash Aval Lo Yashan. You're allowed to move a new lamp on Shabbos, but not an old one. This is talking about an earthenware type of lamp where there's candles on it. So when you have an old one, that's going to be disgusting. It's Muktza Machmas Mios. This is what's known as something which is Muktza because of how disgusting it is. So there it's going to be Muktza, but a new one is not going to be Muktza because it's not disgusting, and you could use it for something else. You could use it to put clothes on or something else like that. So it's not going to be Muktza. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, we know that Rabbi Shimon is the one who's more makel in general by Muktza. He says, Kol Neros Metaltelin, all types of lamps are allowed to be moved, Chutz Min HaNer HaDolik B'Shabbos, except for a candle that is actually currently burning on Shabbos. Otherwise, it's going to be okay, because he seems to disagree with this concept of Muktza Machmas Mias. So now the Gemara goes and analyzes this Mishnah by bringing a brisa to discuss different statuses of Muktza in terms of different types of candles that are being lit. Tana Rabbanan, Rabbi Shmuel Brisa, Metaltelin Ner Chadash Aval Lo Yashan. You're allowed to move a new lamp and not an old one. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the words of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds of more of Muktzas. So Muktza Machmas Mias, this Muktza, because something's disgusting, would certainly apply. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Neros Metaltelin Chutz Min HaNer Sheidliku Bo B'Shabbos. Any type of lamp is allowed to be moved, except if it was a lamp that was lit for Shabbos. What does this mean? A lamp that was lit for the entire Bein Hashmashos on Friday afternoon. And we had this idea of Migo Dizkatze. Once something is usher going into Shabbos for that whole time period, it's going to be usher for the entire Shabbos. So that's what he's referring to over there. This is Muktza Machmas Isser. And it's going to be a problem because it was usher going into Shabbos, so it's going to be usher the entire Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon is the most makel. He says, Chutz min haner hadolek b'Shabbos. So all lamps are allowed to be moved except for a lamp that is currently burning on Shabbos. And kafsa mutter l'taltla, once the lamp has gone out, once the fire goes out, then you're allowed to move it. Ava kosu karava shashis. But when it comes to a bowl, a cup, or some sort of a glass thing, so if there is extra oil in there, even after it goes out, lo yizizemim komam, you would not be allowed to move them from their places. We're going to have to see, why would this be any different? We said when it comes to a candle, you would be allowed to move it. But when it comes to this bowl type thing, then you would not be allowed to. So the Gemara is going to analyze why that is. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon has a more makel shita, who's the son of Rabbi Shimon, and he says, Mistapik min aner akave, you're allowed to take oil directly from a lamp that's going out, directly from a candle that's going out. Min Hashem min hametafdei fafilu b'shash haner dolek. Or even a situation where the oil is going to be dripping out from the lamp, even while it's burning, you're allowed to take it out. So whereas Rabbi Shimon just said that you're allowed to take it once the fire has been extinguished, his son says even when it's still going out, it's still there, but it's flickering, whatever it may be, you would be allowed to take the oil from the candle in that situation. Normally, that's going to be considered an issue of kibbutz. If you take some of the oil out, even while the fire is burning, you're making it that it's going to last for a shorter amount of time. That's gram kibbutz, or an element of kibbutz, of extinguishing. But here, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says that would not be a problem. So Amar Abaye, analyzing this last view of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Savra Kavua Bechada, Pagali Bechada, he holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, in one element, and he disagrees in another element. Savra Kavua Bechada, Delesle Muktza. So he agrees with his father that there's no Muktza, no Muktza Machmas Mias, there's no issue of the disgusting thing. Because something's disgusting, we're going to say it's Muktza, there's no issue of that, just like Rabbi Shimon said, Upagali Bechada, but he disagrees with him, he's more Mako. Why? Because the Ilu Sav Avua Savra Kava in Lo Kava Lo, because when it comes to his father, Rabbi Shimon, he says that if the flame has extinguished, then you are allowed to use the oil, and if not, then you are not. But if it's still lit, then you're not allowed to use anything. But he, the son of Rabbi Shimon, holds that even if the flame is still lit and it's still lighting, then you are still allowed to take the oil from that flame. But now the Gemara goes on to this next question that we mentioned earlier, which was when it comes to moving the actual candle that was lit, so you would be allowed to use that after it goes out, according to Rabbi Shimon. But when it comes to putting a candle that was in a cup, a bowl, or some sort of glass thing, then you would not be allowed to move it even after it's extinguished. So Maishna Hane, so what's the difference? So answer the Gemara, Amar Ula Seifa San L'Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara that the Seifa, when it said this idea that the bowl and the cup would be different, that was talking about the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who's more Machmir on Muktza, that's why it's going to be a problem. But ask the Gemara, Maskefu Amar Zutra, Ihachi Mayaval. If you look at the way the Braisa read, it's contrasting. It's saying, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be allowed to be moved once the fire goes out because there's no issue of Muktza. But if it's in this bowl, cup, or whatever else it may be in, then it would not be allowed to move. So it doesn't sound like it's introducing Rabbi Yehuda into the Shita now. It sounds like it's still within Rabbi Shimon. So how are we supposed to answer this? Really, this is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And why would it be different? Because when did Rabbi Shimon say that you're allowed to use the oil once the flame has gone out? That's when it's a small candle, when there's a small amount of oil. So you had in mind going into Shabbos that this thing's not going to light for the entire Shabbos. So when it stops lighting, then you would be allowed to use it. About honey in the fish, but when you have a big type of oil thing, like in a cup, you have a yahrzeit candle, do you expect that to light for the entire thing? If it happens to go out, you didn't have any das, you didn't have in mind to use it, so that's why it's going to be muksa for the entire time. But now the Gemara asks a question on this sheet. Of Hatanya, Mosar, Hashem, and Shemaneva, Shebekara, also Rabbi Shimon Matir. But if you look, there's a brisa that says you have the leftover oil in a lamp or in a bowl. After the flame goes out, Rabbi Shimon says it's going to be okay. But here we just said Rabbi Shimon says that it's going to be a problem. So how do we answer this? So answer the Gemara, no, Hasam Ka'ara Dumya Diner. When it said over there that a bowl is going to be allowed, you're going to be allowed to use the extra oil in that bowl. That's talking about a small bowl. It's like a candle that has a small amount of oil. So you did have the proper das. Ha-ha, Ka'ara Dumya Diner. But here in our brisa, we're talking about a bowl that's similar to a kos, similar to a cup, which is a large amount of oil, and therefore you had absolutely no das. Now the Gemara kind of switches gears a little bit and goes into mukta machmas isser. So there are two types of muktas we discussed. We had mukta machmas mias because something's so disgusting, where Rabbi Yehuda said that there is going to be a problem of the mukta, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon said there's not going to be a problem of that mukta, but now there's something mukta machmas isser, which is something that was usher going into Shabbos, that it's going to remain usher throughout. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Pamoche Liku Boba Shabbos. Let's say we have a metal candlestick where there is a candle being lit. So this is going to be different than the earthenware one because it doesn't get so disgusting. So there's no longer an issue of mukta machmas mius, but there would be an issue of mukta machmas iser because going into Shabbos it was lit and that's going to be a problem. So says the Gemara, Ledivrei HaMatir Aser, according to the one who said that it's allowed to use the lamp when it comes to the earthenware because there was no issue of mukta machmas mius, so that's Rabbi Meir, he said it would be, he's going to say that it's going to be a problem to move the metal candlestick. Ledivrei HaOser Mutar, and according to Rabbi Yehuda who said that it's going to be a problem with the earthenware one because it gets disgusting, he's going to allow you to move the metal one. Because again, there's no more issue of mukta machmas mios. There is only now an issue of mukta machmas iser. So the Gemara is saying the shitas are flipped. Rabbi Meir holds there is an issue of this type of mukta. Rabbi Yehuda holds there is not this issue of this type of mukta. But the Gemara asks on this. Lamimer, Rabbi Yehuda, mukta machmas mios islay, mukta machmas iser. Leslie, are you trying to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda only holds that there's a mukta when something's disgusting, but not when something was usher going into Shabbos? Va'atanya, but it was taught in the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol aner shel matachas metaltelin. All metal lamps may be moved on Shabbos. Chutz min aner shel hidliku bo b'Shabbos, except for a lamp where there was a flame that had been lit for Shabbos. So we see Rabbi Yehuda accepts mukta machmas iser. So how can we possibly say that he doesn't? So rather, answers the Gemara, Iyidmar hachiyidmar. If you're going to say anything, this is what you should say. Amar Rabbi Zeira, pamot hidliku alav b'Shabbos. If you have a metal candlestick that was lit on Shabbos, divrei kol usser, everyone agrees that it's going to be usser, lo hidliku alav, but if it was not lit on before Shabbos or on Shabbos, divrei kol mutter. So really, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, while they disagree when it comes to mukta machmas mios, when something's disgusting, when it comes to mukta machmas iser, they are really going to agree. And they are both going to say that it's usser if it was lit for going into Shabbos. But if it was not lit going into Shabbos, then you would be allowed to use it. Just more machlokas in terms of mukta. This is Daf Mem Daled Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.